Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Canada's frontline workers in the homeless services sector are experiencing increased levels of burnout and deteriorating mental health due in part to COVID-19. A report from the Mental Health Commission of Canada, MHCC, and the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, or CAMH, indicates that COVID-19 has had a severe impact on the well-being of employees working in the housing and homelessness sector. The data which informed the report was collected in November of 2020 and surveyed 427 direct service providers across Canada working in the homeless services, supportive housing, and harm reduction services sectors. The report found that the pandemic disproportionately impacted an already understaffed and underfunded sector. According to the report, nearly 60% of workers who were primarily responsible for providing care to people experiencing homelessness, mental health, and substance abuse faced exacerbated levels of stress themselves. Many experienced these issues in their own lives, with 80% reporting deteriorated mental health or an increased reliance on substances. Some reported a lack of access to resources, with 18% saying they required mental health or substance abuse services, but were unable to receive them. Almost a third of participants reported experiencing severe financial strain. Alliance to End Homelessness Ottawa is a coalition of community members and organizations dedicated to ending homelessness by supporting the housing and homelessness services sector. Executive Director Katie Burkholder-Harris says the employees her organization represents have definitely felt the extra strain.
One trend I'm hearing a lot is just everyone's taking sick leave because people are just so burnt out. Some have certainly just tried to take more vacation. Employers, I think, have generally tried to provide more opportunities for time off and just increase flexibility wherever it's possible. But in general, I'm hearing just a lot of people taking more and more sick time because it's so stressful what they're having to navigate. And the other big thing that's come across in the pandemic is just retention. And this is like writ large. There are no agencies that are necessarily somehow stress the gold pot of finding lots of available employees. Everyone is really struggling to find staff to work in the sector, and I think it speaks to the level of burnout.
Burkholder-Harris explains that the intersection of an existing housing crisis, an epidemic of substance abuse, and an unprecedented public health crisis have contributed to the resignation of some staff and a reluctance for others to join the sector to begin with. This has presented staffing shortages, which has made it extremely difficult for the remaining staff to do their jobs. According to the MHCC and CAMH report, 18% of workers in the housing and homelessness sector don't receive paid sick days or health insurance. Burkholder-Harris says this is partially due to many agencies operating as nonprofit organizations, making them unable to provide many benefits to their employees.
To me, my ideal policy would be that mental health care, dental health care, eye care, all of that actually is just a part of a robust, comprehensive health care system that is publicly available. So it's not up to an individual employer or not if they have the funding to provide or not provide that stuff. But I think that it is entirely up to the federal and provincial governments to actually take on that role of expanding our health care system to actually cover the full concept of health, which we all know more and more equals mental health supports and equals those other kinds of supports.
Burkholder-Harris says that more funding is required to address the systemic problems affecting workers in this sector, and it's the government's responsibility to supply that money. In November, Ottawa's Community and Protective Services Committee was approved to receive a $1.45 billion budget in 2022. $210 million of that will be invested in the housing services sector, which has jurisdiction over Ottawa's shelters and services offered to the homeless population. However, Burkholder-Harris says that amount spread across 95 frontline agencies in Ottawa won't go very far.
So it is spread very, very thin in terms of what money is going to what agencies. And so I think then within that context, you've got some bigger agencies that are able to, with other sources of funding, are able to provide those kind of benefits. And then a lot of small agencies that are also doing pretty insurmountable work, but without sort of that infrastructure for benefits and support. An increase in funding for service starts to take the level of burden off of the system.
Burkholder Harris says adding funds to support housing and homelessness services agencies would aid in creating a big picture solution to homelessness. According to her, supporting frontline workers in that sector would not only improve their quality of work and living, but it would help mitigate homelessness in the long run by allowing workers to focus on prevention strategies rather than putting out fires. The MHCC-CAMH report also recommends strengthening support for the sector, saying that more sustained action is needed across the sector to address the housing and homelessness crisis and prevent further strain on the system. Some of the solutions the report recommends are contributing more funding to the sector, adding health care benefits and paid sick days, and making the sector a priority when it comes to supplying PPE. This has been your morning news for CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger.